I've just found myself flicking through Steve Krug's book, Don't Make Me Think. And if you haven't read this book before, you need to go and get it right now. It's an excellent book on usability. And I was looking for a section where he talks about the top five plausible excuses for not testing websites. I've recently come across a client that isn't willing to pay for some usability testing. And I wanted to see what Steve Krug had to say about it. And I just want to share with you the top five reasons that he gives for not testing websites. Number one, we don't have the time, which I can understand people saying that when deadlines are tight. But done right, usability testing doesn't need to be a big deal and it can be done very quickly and can actually save time because you don't have to argue endlessly. Or redo things at the end of the project when you discover that users don't like them. Number two is we don't have the money. Well, to be honest, usability testing can be done really cheaply. You know, you're basically just talking about sitting down with people and talking through the website. It doesn't really need to cost anything at all. Okay, it'd be nice to pay people for their time, but really that's about it. Number three, we don't have the expertise. Well, to be honest, anybody can be doing usability testing. It doesn't have to be an expert. It's incredibly simple to do. And to be honest, if you invest in Steve Krug's book, Don't Make Me Think, you've got all the tools you need to do it yourself. Sure, you can get experts in, and sure, that will bring better results, but some testing is better than none at all. Another is we don't have a usability lab. This does my head in that people think that usability testing has to be done in a usability lab. Actually, I think it's better done in the user's home where you can get to understand and know a little bit more about them. It certainly doesn't need a lab, which just makes people feel uncomfortable. And number five is we don't know how to interpret the results. One of the nicest things about usability testing is that important lessons tend to be obvious, and you just sitting down watching them, you go, oh yeah, I can't believe that. The serious problems that come out of usability testing are hard to miss. So there you go. I thought I'd share those. I know it's not a hint and tip directly from me, it's one from Steve Krug, but if nothing else, it should recommend Steve Krug's book to you.